Because the solution to ending power's reign is so obvious and would be so easy if we got the necessary conversations going. In order to achieve the necessary solidarity, it's worthwhile taking some time to think through why the obvious power is ever able to make certain will elude us. Today's show is asking, what is a human being? Who gets to decide? Is the human being the state? Is the human being the tribe? Or is the human being the ocean, the pulsing earth, the sky? Are we all that ever lived and died, that loved and laughed and cried? What is a human being? Who gets to decide? We are at that juncture where answers to big questions are being asked of us, of all of us, globally. Who gets to decide what is a human being? Who gets to decide in what direction goes and grows the species? The pattern set by power makes clear its answer to these questions. They choose themselves, dressed up as philosopher-statesmen. That shadowy specter that Plato gave them, that hovers over us, watches what we do, monitors our moves. They have spoken loud and clear in centuries drenched in blood. But we have yet to speak. We, who harbor in our lives the heart that sees and sets a different future, a new unfolding of centuries that sparkle in a sun-drenched beauty, in which we are simply allowed to be, just be, and live our lives in that harmony made of rich diversity. Harmony is not made of a single note. Many to the infinite voices sing to make our future fit for human beings.